saw last time the Gemara in Bava Kamma quotes the first Mishnah in Masechas Kelim. The Perek Aleph Mishnah Aleph mentioned last time that the first Mishnah in Masechas Kelim, the first Perek you see in Masechas Kelim, is really the first Perek of Seder Taharis. Obviously it is, but not that it happens to be the first Perek of Seder Taharis, but the first Perek of Kelim really was written as an introduction to Taharis as a whole, something that's unique to Taharis. As you and Nasi put together a Hakdama, much as you can take a peek, the last parak of the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva is, I believe, not only the last parak of Tshuva, but really the last parak of Sefer Hamada, the parak about Avodah Le'ahava. Anyway, I think it's really the summation of the entire Sefer. The first parak of Kalim is really not, it's not about Kalim. The first parak, the last 29 parakim are about Kalim. So on and so forth. The first parak is really meant as an introduction to Taharas. It gives you the second half of it as different levels of Kedusha, Kedusha's Hamikdash, and that's a tangent from the first half of the parak, which is the real introduction, the different levels of Avos HaTumah. And the Seder, the Masechta at the Seder begins, as does Seder Nezikin with Avos. There are Avos Nezikin, Mishnah and Shabbos are Avos Malachas, and first Mishnah and Seder Taharas, there are Avos HaTumah. There are Avos HaTumah, and then the Mishnah proceeds to give an enumeration of different Avos HaTumah according to how severe they are. So the first group of the ones that are least severe, they're only Metame B'maga, they only transmit Tumah to a Vlad HaTumah via touch. And then the later Mishnayos go on to talk about other Avos HaTumah that transmit Tumah in multiple ways, through being carried, through being under the same Ohel, and so on and so forth. And we saw last time that the Gemara, we saw the Psukim in Parsha Shmini and elsewhere, and the Gemara indicates to us that the Gemara here tells us the four categories of things in the world that are Makabal Tumah. The Makabal Tumah are, which four things? Adam, and the major distinction. We were talking last time about the three major fields of the halachos and the sechtas of Tumah and Tahara. The first major field is the study of the different avos HaTumah, whether you need dinim of a mitzvah or the unique dinim of Tumas Meis. And so the unique dinim of Azav. The third major field is how you the process of becoming Tohar from some Tumah or another. And the middle field is this, is the rules of Kabbalah's Tumah. The different things that are Makabalate Tumah that become Toldos, Adam, Kim, Oklam, Ashkim, each one has its own rules and regulations. What sort of Kli is Makabal Tumah? That's the last 29 Prakim of Sefes Kalim. What sorts of foods are Makabal Tumah? That's part of the Sefes Machshirin, part of the Taharas, has to be edible, has to be rinsed. It's the Sefes Uksin as well. And then also rules for people. What sorts of people? You've got to be Jewish in order to be Makabal Tumah, and so on and so forth. But then the Gemara here tells us the major difference. This is one of the great principles of Tumah and Tahara, and Kabbalah's Tumah in particular. It's more than anywhere else, it's Bava Kamma Dav Beis on Beis. And what's the major distinction among those four groups? Adam, Kelv, Ochel, Mashtim. Major distinction is we partition those four, Adam, Kelv, Ochel, Mashtim, four categories of things in the world that can be the Kabel Tumah from something else. We partition them into what two groups? How? How do we categorize them? Adam, Kelv, Ochel, Mashtim. Why not? In terms of things that can be makabel tumah, so the things that we kabel, four categories of things can be makabel tumah. Adam, Kalim, Ochel, Mashkim. And the major distinction our Gemara talks about is that Adam and Kalim can become. We usually think about it as Adam and Kalim can only go down to a Rishon. But food and drink can even be a Sheni Shlishi or maybe even a Revi. And the way the Gemara presents it is Adam Kalim only a Makabal Tumah from an Av. If I touch the dead Sheretz, I become a Rishon Tumah. If you touch a dead cherub, I touch you, you're a Rishon, I become nothing. I stay tar. But you touch a dead cherub and you touch a cookie, or pretzel crisps, which I'll ask you to please stow it till later. Thank you so much. Thank you very much. Even from a Vlad Hatuma. The Ochlamashim will become not only a Rishon, even a Sheni, a Shlishi, or a Revi. More on that Nakuda, we will come back to in a little bit. But what when the Gemara's point in raising this, yeah?
For
Adam,
if I touch
the body
after
70 days. We'll get back to that body moment. We're getting there very, very soon. We're getting to that Tumas Meis very, very soon. Thank you very much. So the Gemara's point in raising this, other than to study the world of Tumah and Tahara, to expand our ideas of Torah, the Gemara's point in raising this in particular here, the first mission in Seder Taurus is relevant to the opening Sugya of Bava Kamma because specifically Tolzin Abdotzin, right? Here we have Tolzin not the same as the others. As you see, if Reuven touches the dead Sheretz, the big difference in the Sheretz and Reuven, besides the fact that Reuven is a live person, the Sheretz is a dead mouse, is that the Sheretz can become a person, Reuven cannot. Sheretz can be a tiny person, Riley Dover, Reuven just became Rishon Tumah. Reuven cannot be a tiny person. Reuven cannot be a tiny person. Reuven can be a tiny Ophel Mashkin, but not Adam and Kalim, while the Sheretz, the Av, could be a tiny Adam, Kalim, Ophel, and Mashkin. So the Gemara says, there you go, Toldo Sam, Lav Kiyotzen. Even though I have got Tumah from the Sheretz, I'm a Tolda of the Sheretz, I'm not as powerful as the Sheretz is. I can only do a part of what the Sheretz can do. As an example, Tolsin, Lav Kiyotzen. And that's a candidate, the second model that the Gemara is putting forward for the relationship between Avin and Tolda. And now our question is, how are you going to look at Nezikin? Is it in the cast in the Shabbos model, Tosin Kyotzen, or the cast in the Tumah model, Tosin Lav Kyotzen? And that's what drives Tosin to say, one second. The Gemara's whole point was that Tolda Seyu of Tumah are Lav Kyotzen. And, the Tosfos says, well, but I found a case where that's not true. I found one example where the Tolda is the same as the Av. Now, before we even go on into the details, you might say, okay, you found one example. You should just give me a simple answer. Okay, what percent of the time Tosfos is it? But 99% of the time, the Lav Kyotzen. So the simple answer to Tosfos' question, we're going to get into the details, would be, look, but the vast majority of the time, Tosfos say Lav Kyotzen. So what Tosfos, well, I found one exception. Why Tosfos even bothered? This we discussed at the end of Shira, Thursday, but some guys are not here. And if you see the next blot of Gemara, you appreciate Tosfos' question. Because let's just be a little bit more than it. The Gemara is going to say, the Gemara answers a question briefly and then spends a block unpacking it. Hachamai, here the Gemara based on fourth line. What's the story in the Zikin? Where Papa says, well, Yeshven Kayotzven, Yeshven Lav Kayotzven. Shabbos apparently is always Kayotzven. Tumah is always Lav Kayotzven. Nezikin is, you know, some yes and some no. What do you mean some yes and some no? So at first it sounds like it's like 50-50. By the time you get to the end of the sugya on Gimel Amud Beis, we discover it's not 50-50. It means there's one tolda of one of the avos, not even all the tolds of that one av. Of all of the six avos Nezikin, one of them has one tolda which is Lav Peyotziba. All the tolds of Eish are Peyotziba, all the tolds of Adam, whatever that means, are Peyotziba, all the tolds of Bar Peyotziba. One of the toldos of Regel is not Piyotzibo. And that was enough for Rav Papa to say, it's not really like Shabbos or like Tumah, it's somewhere in between. So that's the case, that 98% like this and 1% like that, we call that in the middle, that's not Tumah or Shabbos. That means, looking backwards now, when we said Shabbos, Piyotzibo, and Tumah, not Piyotzibo, we meant not 99% of the time, we meant 100% of the time. And that probably is what's driving Tosfos' Kasha. From looking forward to the way the Gemara plays out Nezikin, you see that when we said Shabbos and Tumah, we meant them absolutely, as opposed to Nezikin, which is 99 to 1. So that's why Tosfos is bothered. How could it be that I found one exception by Tumah? Let's take a look at Tosfos. Let's see the Tomer of Tosfos first, we can come back afterwards to the opening line, which is an interesting title. The In Tomer, Tosfos says, I don't understand. How could you tell me that Avin the Tami Adam the Kalim told us not? The In Tomer, Hare Tamei Meis Osa Klima Tachas Kayote Bo. It's not always the case that what the Av gives Tumah to is not as strong as the Av. Because it's true by all the other Avos HaTumah, other than Tumei Meis. But by Tumei Meis, sometimes the Av touches something, and that something is this as potent, as powerful as the Av. What's the case? So it says, oh, that's the rule of metal kalim, cherev hareyu kachal. The sword is like the corpse. What does that mean? What does that mean? Let's go back. Let's go back to address Noam's problem, which we addressed last time. Let's address it again briefly now, and in so doing, also expand to understand Cherev Harei Kachal. You remember that in this Mishnah, the Mishnah had listed one of the Avos HaTumah, Sheretz, Shechvas Zera, and Tamei Meis. Who or what is a Tamei Meis? You would have expected, to our sources of Tumah, you would have expected that we should have said the Sheretz, the dead mouse, or the other seven creatures that qualify as Sheretz, or Sheikh Vazara, semen, or mace. Right, mace is the source of Tumah. The Mishnah didn't say mace. The Mishnah said Tamei Meis. Tamei Meis, for the grammarians here, means someone who is Tamei of a mace. Tamei Meis doesn't mean the corpse. Tameis means a live person who had contact with a dead corpse. He's an Av HaTumah. Now that's a little bit strange. Are we calling him an Av HaTumah? He's not the source of Tumah. I'm sorry. Thank you very much. So let's review briefly what we spoke about last time. Usually an Av HaTumah means something which is Tumah in and of itself. It didn't catch Tumah from anything else. It is a father of Tumah. But as the Mishnah, as the Gemara just told us, an Ava Tumah Kivitabe Adam, or a Kli, or an Ochel, or a Mashke. But these are now called a Rishon Lutama, one degree removed. Any of those four can only be Tame, Ochel, or Mashka. That's a shame. That they cannot be Makat, Tame, Adim, or Klu. And that's what our Gemara told us. That's the hallmark of an Av HaTumah. They can Tame all four categories. Adam, Kli, Ochel, Mashka. Makes them a Rishon L'Tumah. The Rishon, in turn, can turn around and give Tumah to Ochel or Mashke, but not to Adam HaKel. Adam HaKel don't become a Sheni, because a Rishon only gives Tumah to Ochel or Mashke, but not to Adam HaKel. Right, that was our Gemara. That's why we don't refer to the mace itself as an Av HaTumah. If you go to your live person, you went to a funeral, you are under the same roof as the mace, you are referred to as an Av HaTumah, not in the technical sense, you're not the source of Tumah, but you operate like an Av HaTumah, because if you went to a funeral, you could be Matameh Adam, Kalim, Ochlim, and Mashim. As a matter of fact, that's what that Mishnah tells us. Our Gemara made it explicit, but Merumas, as we saw last time, in the language of the Mishnah, the first Mishnah, Kalim, Aleph, because it says, these are Avos HaTumah, and they are Matameh, Adam and Kalim, meaning even Adam and Kalim. So this is the way it usually works. Normally, Av is going to be the source of Tumah, The av might be a sheretz, or might be shechva zera, or might be a mitzora, etc., etc., etc. Rambam has a list of all the avos hatama, a lot of them. I think he has 47 or something like that. 11 categories and 40, he breaks them down in 47 cases. Okay, but one of them is like this. You have a mace. The mace makes you, like person, into an av hatama. You in turn can give tuma, make other things a rishon tuma. So because the person who becomes tummy from the mace, the tamei mace, functions like an av hatuma, functions like a source of tuma, that he has that same degree of he can be matame adam kelim ochel mashkim. That's when we refer to the mace, we give him the name avi avos hatuma. That's the language that Chazal use. He's the grandfather of tuma. He's the grandfather. That means he makes something, he makes a person or a kli into an av hatuma. So in the world of tumas mace, we use the term av a little bit loosely. It doesn't actually mean the source of tuma, but it means the one who's on that madrega, like any other source of tuma, the tamei mace. Again, that's why the Mishnah mentions tamei mace, someone who can't come in front of the mace, as an av hatuma. Okay, that's point number one in terms of uniqueness of tumas mace. Point number two, take questions. Unless it's like a question that wasn't clear. Question is a clarification. Yeah, just clarification.
So if someone's coming by a mace and then someone touches him, he's now a rishon.
Correct. I'm a kohen. I'm a kohen, so I try to avoid going to funerals. But let's say you're not a kohen. So you went to a funeral and then we shake hands afterwards. I touch you. I'm a rishon l'tumah. Right? If you touch a dead sheretz and we shake hands afterwards, I'm tohar. Sheretz is an av. You're a rishon. I'm a person. I cannot become a sheni. But if you went to a funeral, the mace is the source of tumah, but you have that status of av hatumah. You're matame adam kem ochel mashkim. You're matame me to be a rishon. I touch cookies. The cookies are a sheni. No, I'm a kohen. I didn't go to the funeral. But I touch you. You are an av hatumah. You're the tamei mace. That's uniqueness number one in Tumas Mace, that the Tamei Mace himself, the one who got the Tumah from the dead, the live person, is considered to be the Av HaTumah. Here's uniqueness number two. You saw the first few Mishnayos in Maseches Alos. Uniqueness number two is sometimes you don't drop down a level. So, if the mace, it all starts with the pasuk in Parshas Chukas. The Torah in the beginning of Parshas Chukas, which we're going to lay more, it will take us many months to get to Parshas Chukas, it won't take us so many months to get to Parshas Parim. But after Parim, when it begins, Chukas, all the halachas of the Tumas mace, and then you become tar with that par, you remove the Tumas mace of the Parim. You know? One more thing I should mention before I dive into the second din is that Rishon L'Tumah tends to only be a one. Yeah. Rishon L'Tumah tends to only be a one-day issue. But if I touch the sheretz, I go to mikvah, I'll be tar that night. When you talk about Avos HaTumah, often we're looking at the 7 days. 7 days, more than 7 days, less than 7 days, but multi-day tumah is typically an av hatumah issue. And one example is if you went to a funeral, you're a tamei mace, you're going to need 7 days to become tar. The zav might need 7 days to become tar, and the tzor needs different permutations of 7 days, and the tamei mace. Your tumah, that we call tumah shiva, you need 7 days of tahara, which includes two sprinklings from the paraduma water on the third day and seventh day, and so on. Okay. Now, so if you're a person, a live person, Baruch Hashem, you went to a funeral, you were there to get in contact with the mace of Yavavos HaTumah, you drop down to being an Avatumah. You're going to need 7 days, Tumah Shiva, to become Tar. If you touch another person, I'm a coin, I shook your hand, I'm a Rishon L'Tumah, I'm only coming for a day. So, good. I don't need paraduma. You do, I don't. But let's say you went to the funeral, you became an avo tumo, but that metal pen in your pocket is actually an avia dosa tumo. Oh my. Does not drop down a level. If it's a person, you drop down a level. But if it's a kli, it stays the same level. Where does that come from? Why? Because the Torah says in Parshas Chukas that the Torah describes you're getting tumma from a mace, the chalal cherev ob mace. Chalal cherev literally means someone who's a corpse of the sword. Or someone who's dead. Well, that's someone who was killed by the sword is an example of someone who's dead. So once you're saying mace, what do you have to specify? Someone who's killed by the sword or was killed or died any other way. So why specify the halal cherev over mace? So the Tanan have a drasha. You know why you mentioned halal cherev? It's not, the point is not to tell you someone who's, to tell you about the corpse. The corpse, we know, he's dead. However he died, he's dead. Killed, died of natural cause, whatever it is. Dead is dead. It's mace. Why does Torah add halal cherev? Let's tell me something else. That's to compare the cherev to the chalal. Not only is, if someone was killed by a sword, not only is the corpse avia vosa tumma, the sword is a kli which came in contact with the corpse. Cherev harehu kechalal. The sword. Oh, one second. So that's how we know that if a kli becomes tameh from a mace, because uniqueness number one of tumas mace is that the mace itself is not avo tumma avia dosa tumma. Uniqueness number two is that there's like lateral move from the mace to a kli. It doesn't even drop down a level. So if I'm a Kohen. If I shake your hand, I just make you a Rishon and you're an Abba Tumma, I'm a Rishon Tumma. But if you had metal keys that you brought along to the Levaya, you are an Abba Tumma, but your metal keys are an Avia Bosa Tumma. Cherev Harei Ukekolo. So it became Tame through Ohel. The Tumma was transmitted, when the Mace transmitted Tumma to you, it dropped down a level. The mace transmits tumma to the kli, it doesn't even go down low. It just goes across. And the same is true. You are an av tumma. The Rambam writes that the psukim say that when you're becoming tahar, you're going to need seven tumma. You have 7 days to become tahar, and you have to, what's it called also? You have to sprinkle with paraduma water twice in the course of 7 days, on day three and day seven. And the psukim say, and so you have to do that for yourself and for your clothing. Why are you doing that for your clothing? Because if you touch a kli, that kli also has a lateral move. If a kli touches the mace, the kli is an honorary avi. Avos. If the kli touches a human live Ava Tumma person, the kli also has the status of an Ava Tumma. As an aside, Rashi Tosis always tells us that's metal kalim only. The Tosis says here as well. Tosis says it kli matachas, a metal kli. The Rambam, he thought that when he was younger, then he changed his mind. You know, from the Perashah Mishnayos in the first Perek of Psachim, in the first version of the Perashah Mishnayos, he wrote metal only, and he changed that when he redid it in his second edition. I went through four versions of the Perashah Mishnayos, so we can track when he changed it. And in the Mishnah Torah, he writes any kli except for cheres. So it can be metal or clothing or wood, correct? All of those things have this lateral move. The kli that contacts the dead person, the kli is also avia vosa tumma. The kli that contacts the live person, the ava tumma, the kli is also an ava tumma. If you see, going through those mishnayos are a little confusing, but it's clear it's only person to kli. If it's person to kli, then it's latter. Whether it's the mace to kli, the kli is also avia vosa tumma, or if it's the live Tamei Nes to the Kli, the Kli becomes an Av, a Tumah. It does not work any other way. It's only the Kalim that are touching the person. So if the Kalim touch other Kalim, you go down a level. That's clear in the Mishnayos. But if it's from person to Kli in the world of Tumas Nes, you stay at the same level. That is Tosos' question. Now let's take a look again at Tosos. The in Tomar. I don't understand you're telling me toldos bahen. You're telling me that the toldos are not the same level as the av. It's not always true. After all, one of the avos hatumah is tamei meis. This guy over here, that's the Mishnah. Avos hatumah shar shepazer and tamei meis. Tamei meis is an avatumah, and when you case the you live person who went to the funeral, you live person who visited the cemetery, you live person who worked in the Chevra Kaddisha and handled the mace. So you live person, you call it Tamei mace. A live human being was in contact with the mace, and you are an avatuma, as indicated in the opening lines of Seder Taharos. And if the fellow from the Chevra Kaddisha who's preparing the body for burial, Mamish Maga, Masa, all everything, Mamish became Tamei for the mace, you're an avatuma. When you come home and pick up a metal fork and a knife to eat supper, the metal fork and knife just became an avatumah, just like you. Again, Rashi Tosei only works for the metal fork and knife. The Rambam says you even work for the cloth towel that you wipe your hands on, the wooden chair that you handle, and the clothing, right. That's a detail, interesting detail about Machlokas, whether it's only for metal Kalim or all Kalim except for Cheres. But either way, at the very least, metal Kalim are as Tameh as you are. You're an Avatumah because you're a Tamei Meis. You came home and you picked up your metal watch. That also became an Avatumah. So what are you telling Tol Seh and Avatumah? Tol says it's not always true. Again, inside, Harei Tamei, Adi and Tolar. Harei Tamei Meis also cleaved that Hakilitzibo. Specifically, the avatumah of Tamei will make metal kelim as Tamei as he or she is. The cherem hared b'chol. That's the language of Chazal. The sword is the same as the corpse. That the mace makes the kli that contacts into avatumah avatumah. The live Tamei mace avatumah makes the kli that he contacts into an avatumah. Alma says yesh behen keyotzben. There are some that are Kelitzvahen, and that language of Tosis in the wrap-up is very deliberate, but that's the language of Rav Papa, Yeshvim Kelitzvahen. So as I mentioned before, the kasha is, Rav Papa made it clear that there's a third possibility of some yes, some not. That's not Tumah. Tumah, apparently, from Rav Papa, you see that Tumah is always Lach Kelitzvahen, but it's not true. I found one exception. So we should have said, Imamish is the same as Nezikin. Yeshua Kelitzvan, Yeshua Lakyotzvan. We didn't say that. So how do you make sense of this? The government from Republic is clear that Tulsa Tumah never kills men. It ain't true. You learn the first couple of Shayas and all those, you discover the din of Cheret Harehu Kechal. That is Taisus Kasha. The Rajba also has the Kasha. He speaks about some of Greater Lev, but it's the same Kasha both Tosis and the Rajba raise. Let us. In the interest of time, I'm glad to take more questions after this, but let me know in a few minutes together as a group. Let's see at the end of Tosis. Yesh lomar, and then maybe even sketch out the directions for the future. Yesh lomar da'akati eino ose kayotzebo. Tosis says, it's still not kayotzebo. It's still not kayotzebo. There are a number of answers to this question. Tosis gives one. Technically, Chevra calls one about Abiyah Bosetum. But Tosis assumes that it's true by the Avatumah as well. The Avatumah makes a Kli into an Avatumah. That's what the Tosis assumes, that's what the Rambam assumes, the Ari Shomu disagrees, that's an answer. But Tosis says, no, I'll tell you the answer. It's true that when you come home from the funeral and you pick up a fork and a knife, or you pick up a metal watch, and the metal watch just became an avatuma just like you. What do you mean, just like you? That you are metame, as being that you're an avatuma, you're metame, other came also, and the metal watch also. And if I'm a Kohen, and I touch your metal watch, I became a Rishon LeTumah, even though I'm an Adam. Right? So you say, hey, the metal watch is as Tame as you are, even though it's your Tolda. You're now Batumah because you're a Tmei Mace, you touch the watch, you're Matame Adam Mikhailim, your watch is also now Matame Adam Mikhailim. So where's the difference? I said, well, there's a more subtle difference. Usually, the difference between Av and Tolda is more belated. A Tolda cannot be Matame Adam Mikhailim. Here it can, but here's the difference. Remember I told you before that the Dinam of Perek Chalol only work from human to Kli. Not from human to human, there's always a step down. Or from Kli to human, or from Kli to Kli. All those three cases is always a step down. The only time there's no step down is from human to Kli. Either the corpse to the Kli becomes Aviyavos, stays Aviyavos of Tumah, or alive, human Tnei Mace to the Kli is an Ava Tumah. Ah, you know what the difference is between you and that watch? Tosa says? Because when you touch the watch became an Ava Tumah. But when the watch touches another watch, when the Kli touches another Kli, at that point you have a step down. The only time there's no step down is from Adam to Kli. So the difference between the Tamei Mace himself and the Kli that he touched is the Tamei Mace can pull off a Perei Kachal trick, and the Kli cannot. Says Tosfos, the Oso Kli Mateches ain't Ose Kli Mateches Acher Kayote Bo. This rule of the lateral move is only from Adam to Kli, but not from Kli to Kli. So it's true that you and the Kli can both be metame Adam Kelim Ochlu Mashkin, but when you touch a Kli, the Kli becomes an Avatumah. When the watch touches the Kli, it just becomes a Rishlotumah. Let's talk about silverware. So you handle silver, the fellow comes home to the funeral and he handles silverware. So the silverware becomes an Avatumah. That silverware could be metai. If I touch the silver, I'll become a Rishon. If I touch you, I'll become a Rishon. Okay. But the difference is, when the silver, you put the silver back in the drawer, and it makes the other silverware Rishon, not Av. But if the Tmei Mace himself sticks his hand into the silverware drawer, he's making them into an Av. So it's more subtle than the difference that the Gemara gave, but it is a difference. He says, as Rebbeinu Tam wrote the beginning of Mishnah Yisaholos, the Rash in the beginning of Aholos quotes Rebbeinu Tam developing this whole theory of the step down only doesn't happen from Adam to Kli based on those Mishnah Medatek. He works through the complicated Mishnah at the beginning of Aholos. Says that that is the answer. Now, maybe tomorrow we'll clean up two or three loose threads. One is that we didn't talk about the beginning of Tosfos, we'll just try to explain the beginning of Tosfos, some of the words. Number two is a fascinating, Rebbe Chanan, very fascinating machlokas that flows from this discussion of Perei Kachal and from our Gemara. And maybe we'll also spend a few minutes talking about Shukva Zera being an Ava Tumah, the implications for entry onto the temple mount. And maybe we'll wrap up the Tumah Sugya with those two or three threads, and then beyond that, Daf Beis and Daf Gimel are pulling our name. So we'll head there after. Everybody say enjoy your extended lunch.